In case you missed it, here's what we're talking about on The Pig.
Hi, Fabe here, and I'm talking with our friend Suki O'Neill and Miriam Smith, all part of Friends for a Cause. You know, we were the crew earlier this year that were helping to get those love baskets, love packages to people, care packages. Absolutely. Well, there's something that has happened that we really want to talk about, something completely new. Tell that, Suki.
I know. How exciting. Thanks for having us, Fabian.
Yeah. You bet.
So we haven't added, it's kind of like the cherry on top for this project that we started. Friends for a Cause is a 501c3, and we were selected by the East Texas Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Mm-hmm.
They're tied with Community Health Corps here in Texarkana.
Mm-hmm.
They received a grant that would help elderly, the senior citizens age 60 and over, and veterans with rental assistance and or utility assistance due to this COVID crisis. And so what we decided to do is add this to this project we already started, because we've already been handing out the care packages. We're almost at 500.
Can you believe that? No, I can't believe that. That's awesome.
So what we're basically doing is we're going to be the boots on the ground for mm-hmm. East Texas. Instead of them going out and finding these recipients, they asked us to go out and do that for them. So we're basically helping them make a bigger impact, kind of like the same version of the three of us partnering together
mm-hmm.
of finding these senior citizens.
Right, right. I think that's outstanding. Now, Miriam, how do we identify, or how does this going to work exactly?
Well, first what we're going to do, because an additional, you know, we helped, Miriam, we helped with the community care package, so we're going to help reach out to these individuals 65 years or older and try to see if they're in need, what's going on with their utilities, is there something we can help them with. So we're going to try to, we're going to partner with FFAC and help, like she said, be the boots on the ground. So if they will just call us at the retreat, 903-793-0282, and just give us a name, a number, and we have a system. Me and Suki have created a system that how we can track them down, get some more information, and hopefully just
vet these people too.
Yes.
Help, but also make sure these people are
taken care of, because
yes.
this pandemic
goes on.
It's going to go on, and I don't know. We don't know when it's going to be over. So we're just trying to pull our resources and come together as a community and find ways of helping individuals that really need the help.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned veterans in all this.
Yes. So according to the grant, what we have been told at this moment is they just have to be a veteran, or they have to be age 60 or over. That's
mm-hmm.
all they have to, that's the only requirements.
Okay.
Because of the fact that we want to make a huge impact, for sure, on the monies that's given out. So when they call in and they call the phone number that Miriam just gave, we will reach back out to them and kind of find out, you know, does water, gas, electric, rent, what needs to be paid, and we will allot the money according to how much we can give out. So they don't, it was pretty cut and dry. I mean, the lady from the grant office said, right now, that's all we're looking for is veterans in age 60 and over. That's it.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And they will kind of help you qualify these people as
yes.
well.
Correct, correct.
Yes. Okay, all right. Is there anything else we need to know about this? When does it start now? I mean,
we're gearing up. Right now, we're going to be making our list over the next week or two. The grant should fund any day. So we want to be ready to have that, because especially if people are having issues paying their utilities, time sensitive, and we want to get that done.
Yes.
I did also want to mention, Fabian, we have plenty. We are still getting donations, monetary and food, for the care packages.
That's a separate thing, of course, from this.
It is. They can benefit from both projects.
Okay, that's awesome.
I mean, when they call in, we're going to be like, hey, do you have supplies? Hey, what needs,
yes,
you know.
Yes, we want this, like Suki said, until funds run out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with everything going on, our seniors don't need to be always getting out and
Or don't have a way.
So it's continually growing, and we continually have people call in and are asking about it.
Really?
So, Yeah, so
that's amazing.
We would love to continue. Yes, however long we have the funds until they run out, we're going to continue and go full throttle on this and continue to help the community as long as we have it.
That's
so if you think you need it or you know somebody, they need to call.
Or you've been afraid to ask before now, thinking, well, somebody probably needs it worse than I do, this, that, and the other. Maybe not.
Exactly. Or if they've already received a package from us, if we still have the goods, we will take them another package.
Awesome.
So they just have to call that number. What's
at 903-793-0282. Just give us a name, a full name, because, you know, there are several Smiths and there are several. So give us a full name and a good contact number, and we'll start our system. We'll start our process on that.
All right. Sounds good. They can contact you. Ask for Miriam. Suki is around, but she's more out than she is in. Briefly, tell us about Friends for a Cause. Some people might be coming to the table late on this.
Okay. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We advocate for 7 different causes in the community.
Wow.
And so we got involved because one of them is geriatric care.
Yes, thank you.
And also, the beauty of this, we also advocate for the military and law enforcement. So that's where the veterans come aboard. So we basically just look for the needs of the different subjects that we, or topics, whatever you want to call it, that we, causes that we advocate for. And we're kind of like we've been called the nonprofit for nonprofits.
Yeah, you are.
So we help them with either monetary, supplies, volunteers. I like to think of us as like a mom and pop version of either United Way combined with Hands On Texarkana, if that makes sense.
It kind of does.
We're a smaller version of them, and we are here to aid in individual help and or other organizations.
That's wonderful, Suki. And we'd like to find out more about Friends for a Cause. We do talk about that because we partner with them here at AMI, at Pig and Cool and all that. We partner with these guys because we believe in what they're doing. Because face it, these are our people.
Mm-hmm.
These are our
it's
people.
Our community.
It is our community, absolutely. And once again, if you, the person themselves needs to contact you, not somebody calling for somebody,
yes,
correct?
And that's just, yes, and the reason why we make them do that is because they have to make that choice instead of someone just putting them on a list. And also, we are very respectful of their private information.
Thank you.
So they have to give it to us.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to us about this great grant that has come in for Friends for a Cause and how Suki O'Neill and Miriam Smith are putting that into action. Give the number one more time.
903-793-0282. And again, just a name, a full name, and a number left there, and we'll take it from there and start doing our process, and we'll get back with them, and we'll call them.
This is going to take off quickly. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming in
on
the
Thank you so much for having us.
Talk about it.
You bet.